Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Hey, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Woo-hoo. Yes, it is. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. My brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, is going to be with us in just about a half an hour. Get a little look at what he's got cooking for tomorrow's edition of In the Garage with Stan Andruski. That is 8 a.m. right here on News Radio WRVA. I got a question for him. You know, we got our old vehicle, which was new to us at one point, but it's absolutely, now it's not. But the battery died. Remember that a couple of weeks ago when my buddy Ryan from Picture Perfect Sheds was here delivering Heidi's musical chalet? And then the old Acura died. The battery died. The radio needs a code, and I don't know what the code is. Now, I, as weird as it sounds, given that I've been working in the radio business for, what we figure out, 33 years? And I did the math, Germ. It's going to be 12 years here at News Radio WRVA. How about that? So I've been working in radio forever. I don't know what the radio code is to get the radio inside that car to work. And poor Heidi, every time she has to drive it, man, she's not happy. And you know the way it works. If she's not happy, well, then I'm not happy. And if I'm not happy, then, well, then you get to hear about it. So hopefully Stan has a solution for it. Chronic Care of Richmond text line is always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Larry says, Jeff, congrats on all of your community service. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it. Tim in Chesterfield. Hey, Jeff, congratulations on winning the number one afternoon talk show host award. You deserve it. Thank you for being you. Oh, well, thank you, Tim. I would be somebody else, but, you know, all those spots were taken, so I kind of got stuck with me. 804, Jeff, Donald Trump should say he'll pardon Hunter Biden now that Biden supports him. Wouldn't that be interesting? Because, you know, Joe Biden just hates these people who shoved him over the side now. He's always hated Barack Obama, and Barack Obama's always hated him. Seriously, they don't like each other. And what's her face? Nancy Pelosi. Good Lord. She flew broomstick one right into Joe Biden's walker to knock him off the ledge. And Joe Biden now twice. First, he's wearing the official Donald Trump hat. And then the photos and videos of him just the other day carrying a red baseball cap in his hand up the steps of Air Force One. I don't know that it was a Make America Great Again hat, but it doesn't have to be. At some point, somebody, even in an administration filled with as many grossly incompetent people as his administration is, somebody would have said, hey, you can't carry that hat up the steps. And then he's got two options. Oh, yeah, you're right. Here's the hat. Or blank you. I'm still sort of kind of the president. Yeah. Let me see. Jeff, 804, says, have you seen the Fox News piece identifying all of the pro-Palestinian staffers and advisors Kamala Harris has had over the years? I have not, but I'll go take a look for it. 804, Jeff, even if ABC didn't formally collude with Kamala Harris, the effect was the same. Oh, absolutely. Oh, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. They did what they wanted to do. Now, here's the worst part of that debate. And it's not that it has provided some sort of positive imagery for Kamala Harris. It is that I believe it might very well be the last ever presidential debate that you and I will see. If you are a Republican next time, it's not going to be Donald Trump, but whoever it is, if you're a Republican next time, why would you be part of a debate with any of these nitwits? You certainly wouldn't do with ABC. You wouldn't do it with NBC because that Lester Holt might as well be serving as the press secretary of the Harris campaign. CBS, I don't know. So you're saying, well, Jeff, you should do it on Newsmax or you should do it on Fox News. I agree. However, the Democrat would never agree to either one of those. So who are you left with? CNN? Who are you going to trust at CNN? Jake Tapper? You know, Jake Tapper every once in a while ventures into real journalism. But then he goes back to his PR spin. Aaron Burnett? Well, I mean, Aaron Burnett the other day told the truth or allowed the truth to be told about Kamala Harris and her support for transgender surgery for illegal aliens. You can't even make this crap up. You and I are thinking, man, I went to Food Lion today. Tomorrow, Heidi will be back from her little musical jaunt. We'll head on over to Short Pump. We'll go to Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market for sure. And we're heading over to Diamonds Direct. Don't tell her, but we're heading over to Diamonds Direct. So I went into Food Lion because, you know, I got people I got to feed here at the house. And we ran out of pizza. What's Dad making for dinner? A phone call. That's what Dad's making for dinner. So I ran down to Food Lion, and I'm doing just a little bit of shopping, and I'm amazed at the prices. Every time I go in there, I'm amazed at the prices. I'm a big consumer of half and half. I love coffee, right? I drink a whole pot in a day, and I absolutely, positively put half and half in my coffee. Do you know that a half gallon of half and half is now $6? 4.5 years ago, when Heidi and I bought this home and that Food Lion in Ashland became sort of our Food Lion, that same thing was $3. So it has doubled during the time we've been here. Looking at loaves of bread. Now, I don't really eat a lot of bread. In fact, I couldn't tell you the last time I had bread. I do a lot of high-protein, low-carb stuff. But Julia, I make a lunch for. I make her a sandwich every day.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Mostly because I love to make her lunch. It means a lot to me. And after she finishes up her school program this year, I don't know what I'm going to do. But anyway, so I'm buying bread. And I pick up the one package, and I'm thinking, first of all, this loaf is smaller. It is. It is absolutely smaller than it used to be. And I can feel that it weighs less. And I'm looking at the price. And that's also, it's not double, but it's, I want to say it was $1.50 or $1.75 more than it used to be. And it just repeats over and over and over and everything you're looking at. And by the time you get to the checkout, I like to do the mental gymnastics, right? Trying to figure out how much stuff is going to be. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, right. I got to use the Discover card. Not because I'm putting anything on the card. I've already paid it off. But I'll put it on the Discover card because we have 3 months where we get 5% back on the purchases at grocery stores. And that purchase, I know what I got. And I'm thinking that when we first moved here, it's only four and a half years ago, that purchase probably would have been about $45, and the purchase today was $89, so it has doubled. I know Dave Bratt mentioned the interest rates on credit cards. You're going to hate me for saying this, I don't pay attention to that. You will never hear me complain about how much I have to pay on a credit card or how I'm going to put something on a credit card. If we can't afford it, we don't get it, period, end of story. I know there are people, I'm going to put this on a credit card, I'm going to put this on a credit card, I've maxed out this card. No, absolutely not. Because that will condemn you. It will destroy your life. And that means we don't get to go to as many exciting places as some people do, or we don't get to buy as much really cool, nifty stuff because we can't afford it. Do I put things on credit cards? I do. Let me explain to you. There's a process to it. Certain cards have certain rewards, right? You spend so much at a particular type of store. Now, again, August, September, October, it's grocery stores and Walmart for Discover. 5% back. Why would I leave 5% on the table? Soon as I make the purchase, I pay it off. If I don't have the same amount of money available to me, I'm not buying it. It's just honest to goodness that simple. That's why I have zero tolerance or patience anymore who are complaining, well, I'm making the minimum payment. Well, dude, you're going to die before that thing is paid off. Seriously. Just not going to do it. Anyway. All right. Sam. Jeff, at Publix, the medium soup at the hot bar started at $4.99. It's now $7. That's within the last 36 months. It went from $4.99 to $5.50, $6, $6.50, and just this week it's now $7. There you go. Kamalanomics at work. It is 4:15. You got a moment. I'm telling you, head on over. Get yourself some tickets for Politics and Pints. WRBA.com is the only place to get your tickets. You don't want to miss the opportunity. WRVA.com. It's me. It's John Reed. It's Brian Kilmeade. It's Dana Lash. You will have a blast and a half. Yeah, Gutman's going to be there too. WRVA.com. 4:15. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.